night. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. For tomorrow, we're going to see sunshine once again. Afternoon highs at 95. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. It's partly to mostly sunny during the day on Friday. Highs Friday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have this cute little show that we run the first half hour, and it's called Something You Should Know. Did you boys happen to hear it this morning?
I was listening.
It was really pretty interesting. They're going to do 2 days on it, and they're talking about numbers. Tomorrow we're talking about math and how I kind of dig math. I kind of enjoy it now that I don't have to. You know, I like it. But interesting story about zero.
Math got a lot easier for everyone when zero showed up, because for a long time there was no zero.
So where does zero come from? It actually comes from India, round about, I think, the 5th century, then came from India through the Arab world to Europe, which is why the numerals that we use now, which have the zero in it, are called Arabic numerals, but really they came from India. And it came from a mystical, religious view of the world. There's this idea that you give everything away and you're left with nothing, but that nothing is something. In fact, that nothing is everything. When there's nothing mathematically, well, let's call that something too. And that was probably the greatest advance that was made.
Tomorrow, why our number system is based on 10 and why 12 would probably be better.
So, and we'll play it again for you at 8 o'clock if you don't get up at 6:30. There's no reason to set the alarm at 6:15 to listen to a radio show, really, because it's archived and you can do it any time.
We'll love you if you do, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll mention it.
And there's 10 types of people in the world.
Yes?
Those who understand binary and those who don't.
Thank you. Very nice. Okay, we appreciate that. Nancy Berry here this morning. Don't set your alarm. We'll have it archived if you want to do that. I know probably you wanting to set your alarm to listen to a radio show is not your idea.
Oh, I get up
fun.
At 5:30.
Yeah, sure you do. Yeah. Right. Yeah, she's got her fingers crossed behind her back. That's for sure. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. How, I guess I'm going to talk to Kelly Templin in the next few days, and I'll be interested to hear what he has to say. But did you happen to get any feedback on game day traffic or the game day experience?
Did. It went pretty well. Okay. Of course, the game was a blowout, and a lot of people left after half, and so it wasn't the 104,000 leaving at the same time, which might happen in a really close game.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there were probably a few little glitches, but they're being ironed out.
Well, you know, the thing is, the get to the grid has changed, and it was a really great system. I mean, they really had a good one, and so I'm hoping that with the new locations that they have out at American Momentum Bank Plaza and then in downtown Bryan, that's going to work. But I'm sure it did have to adjust some travel times for some people there.
Yes, and we've got a new intelligent traffic system where we have a monitor board where we can see all these intersections, and mm-hmm. they can regulate the green lights, and so
that's up and running
and so that really is very helpful. And of course the Destination Aggieland app will tell you in real time what intersection to avoid.
I certainly didn't have any trouble getting home, but like you say, because it was a blowout, that did kind of disperse the traffic a little bit. Well, let's move on to city business a little bit. Y'all had a meeting last week. Nobody spoke on the budget. Is that basically right?
Yeah, nobody came to speak at the public hearing for either the budget or the tax rate.
Yeah, which, I don't know, does that mean you must be doing something right? Is that
well,
it?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think it's the policies of the council and our excellent city staff.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing is we're not changing the tax rate. It's staying the same. And we've been very transparent throughout. So I think that has to do a lot with no one coming to talk.
Yeah, but you know, we've and I think that the note has been sounded that people do need to understand that this city is growing very quickly, mm-hmm. and will continue to. I'll be interested when we start to see some sales tax numbers to see where that revenue is, if those projections are going to hold true, simply because even on the state level, if you go to Austin, I mean, with oil lingering where it is right now, they were projecting at $60. Well, it's $40, and that causes a problem. Puts more money in Joe College Station's pocket, maybe, and you hope that he spends that. But I will be pretty interested to see those figures and what that will mean.
We are, too.
Yeah.
Interested.
Of course, the students are back, and that'll be great, and the football season and that sort of thing. But in November, when football goes away, or early December when football goes away, I'll be I'll be concerned about what happens
when
here.
When we see our December numbers for November, that will be really very telling.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that I guess all those things really have to fit together, all those pieces have to fit together, because you'll still have infrastructure, things like that, that need to be serviced, and fortunately you feel like you've got as good a handle on that as you possibly can for right now, but tax increases seem like that is the inevitable situation that we confront.
Probably.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Yeah. Going back kind of to the football game a little bit, and something that that I think you're getting a little bit of pushback from, and that is I think there are people who'd like to charge folks to park in their yard if they have a house near Kyle Field.
That is usually the case every year, but we've been very proactive this year. We've had code enforcement officers walking the street, and when they see someone parked in a yard, they go and, you know, tell them, and they've gotten warnings. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that, and so has the Student Senate.
But why can't I do that? Why can't I do that if I own a house there?
Because you're making your house a commercial property.
It helps pay my taxes.
No can do.
Dadgum.
We have an ordinance against that.
Okay.
And so this week we've got letters going out to property owners reminding them, and again, code enforcement's out there. And I want to do kudos to some neighborhood people who have gone and picked up trash in yards on Southside. So that's awfully nice to help keep the neighborhood looking good.
Bouncing back over to the budget for a minute, of course, there was some discussion about two entities. First of all, the Research Valley Partnership, and secondly, Convention Visitors Bureau. Brian last night did their funding and came in with a reduced number, a lower number than the Convention Visitors Bureau has asked for. What's your thinking there from College Station?
Well, I can't speak for anyone other than myself.
Sure.
The Convention Visitors Bureau has asked for about a 50% increase from College Station, and that a lot of it's to go to a new marketing program, new branding that the council was less than thrilled with. So I know we've talked to the CVB, and hopefully they'll come back with another
Are you, as one member of council, not really willing to give them the amount of money that they ask?
Probably not as much as they've asked for.
Sure. Okay. Well, and then let's turn our attention to the Research Valley Partnership, because there is some concern there. Each entity, Bryan, College Station, Brazos County, gets a seat in there, so you get to know what's going on in the room. But they're asking to change the number of board members there, which changes the complexion of the board. And tell me what your kind of overview is, as best you can, about the Research Valley Partnership right now.
Well, they have two board appointments. Well, let me go back and say the bylaws say that any changes in the bylaws need to be approved by the cities.
Mm-hmm. And the counties, is that right?
And the county,
okay.
Yeah. And so the board voted on two additional board members, and one from Health Science, AgriLife, and one from College of Engineering,
mm-hmm.
and then an additional kind of member at large appointed by the RVP board. And that's in violation of the bylaws. It needs to go to the cities first.
Okay.
And so we asked for, and the cities and the county do not have representation on the executive committee. So we were concerned about the bylaws violation and concerned about not having representation on the executive committee.
Okay, let me stop you for a second. I don't want to get too far out in the weeds, but to make a change of the bylaws, what is the process that has to happen? And what kind of a vote do they need to have?
They need to have a vote by both cities and the county.
Okay, so you got three votes right there.
Yeah,
okay.
This is for board appointments.
Okay, sure.
And so it had not gone to our city council. So we asked, we voted, the two additional appointments came up to our city council mm-hmm. last week, and we voted against it because we wanted to see a whole bylaw revision.
Okay, so you think you need to change the rule, the city council thinks they need to change the rules before they go in and make this number, increase the number, which
correct.
Kind of probably makes sense. So let me ask my question, can a 2-to-1 vote cause that to happen, a change in the bylaws, or does it have to be 3-0? Do you know?
Do not know.
Okay. Because my thought is, what if one body decides not to vote? What if it ends up being two people who vote one on either side, maybe, what happens? Or if, in other words, when you lose that even, that odd number, what might possibly happen?
Yeah, and let me say that the City College Station is very supportive of the Research Valley Partnership. This is, you know, this is getting into the weeds.
Yeah,
this,
no, well, the city is...
This is not a, you know...
Yeah, but there are members of the council that aren't pleased with what RVP is doing, right?
I mean, that's true.
I mean, if you look at the number of placements that have happened, Bryan has had far more than College Station. And again, it's not like, oh, we like Bryan better than College Station. There are a lot of variables involved
sure.
there. But, you know, development's important. And again, we're going to talk to the city manager, and I know he's really, development's really, really in his wheelhouse, and so mm-hmm. he'll want to do that. Okay, anything else going on in your horizon?
Well, yeah, National Night Out.
Oh, it's finally getting cool enough to do that.
Yeah, October 6th,
okay.
And we need more neighborhoods to sign up.
Okay.
It's a great way to get to know your neighbors. Have a block party, have a police officer come, have the fire engine come, have the kids go over the fire engine into the police car and blow the sirens and see all the bells and whistles, and it's really terrific. So please sign up. You can do it at the city at cstx.gov/NNO for National Night Out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other thing I'd like to do is to remind people on Southside when there's a sign that says no parking this side of the street, towing enforced, that...
You mean it.
We mean it. Okay. And so, unfortunately, there were about 30 to 35 cars that were towed this weekend because they didn't read the sign on the side of the street. And we don't like that to happen to our own people or visitors
sure.
from out of town.
Right.
So if it says no parking, it means no parking.
The mayor says read the signs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Very good. Nancy Berry, she's the mayor of College Station. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service